CIA Director George Tenet is in the Middle East today as part of a Bush administration initiative to turn the current fragile ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinians into a permanent truce. Tenet is to meet with security officials from both sides 4 days after Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat urged an end to attacks against Israelis. Israel has ordered a resumption of food and fuel supplies to the West Bank and Gaza. It also eased some travel restrictions on Palestinians. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. What else do you know about Tenet's visit?
Well, he will meet with senior Israeli and Palestinian security officials trying to resume Israeli-Palestinian security cooperation, which is seen as the first step to getting this ceasefire really in place. If the ceasefire holds, then the Bush administration would like to launch a diplomatic initiative that would get both sides back to the negotiating table after 8 months of violence. So he's here to try to make this ceasefire work.
And is it working?
It's working to an extent. There has been a dramatic drop in violence since Saturday when Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat announced the ceasefire. That, of course, came after Friday's suicide bombing that killed 20 people. There has been a dramatic drop in violence, but it hasn't ended completely. Overnight, an Israeli 6-month-old baby was seriously injured when he was hit in the head by a rock thrown at the car he was in the West Bank. There, 2 days ago, was a pretty heavy gun battle in the southern Gaza Strip in which about 20 Palestinians were injured. So it is holding, but there has not been a complete cessation of violence.
Leaders of the Hamas movement have rejected the ceasefire. How does that complicate the situation?
That does make it much more difficult because Israel can then say to Arafat, well, you know, if you can't control, you know, the Palestinians, then, you know, why should we go back to the negotiating table? So far, even though Hamas has said that it won't respect the ceasefire, there have not been any other suicide bombing attacks or car bombs or any of the other things that we've seen in the past 8 months. Palestinians who are fairly close to Arafat say that while Hamas might publicly not accept the ceasefire, they are showing understanding for what Arafat needs to do, and they are now waiting to see if Israel will take some diplomatic move such as freezing settlement expansion to show that that they are serious about trying to get back to the negotiating table. So I think that we have to look at not only what Hamas says, but what it does. So far, there haven't been any attacks. But if that changes, and if there are any more car bombings or suicide bombings, then I think we're going to have a real problem in terms of the ceasefire.
Well, Israel's made some gestures. How significant is Israel's decision to lift restrictions on the Palestinians?
Well, I think it's a first step, but there are still very significant restrictions in force. Palestinian workers still can't get to their jobs in Israel. Palestinians can't travel from one part of the West Bank or Gaza to another part. I was just speaking to a Palestinian journalist who came from Ramallah to Jerusalem, normally a trip of 15 minutes, and he said it took him 2 hours. He had to take 3 separate taxis and stop at 2 Israeli checkpoints. So I think it's a first step, but I think there are significant restrictions still in force.
Was there a sense that all this violence may be coming to an end?
There is a sense that if this ceasefire doesn't work, then we're in for a very long period of violence. And that's why the Bush administration decided to send CIA Director George Tenet to the region to try to make it stick.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.